Today, we'd like to see the title of Helpers for Your Joy in the 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 to 24. To a number of people through MP3 or YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In verses 21-22, now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us, given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. What do these mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in verse 24. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but our fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand. What does it mean? And what can the ministers learn from here? Paul wrote this letter, the 2 Corinthians, to Corinthian church from Macedonia in the third mission trip. Paul changed from his previous plan or original plan to visit on her, not to visit because of a Jewish plot against Paul, book of Acts chapter 20 verse 3, and the purpose to spare or not to rebuke the church who did not fully resolve her problems of flesh yet. If you had dropped by her with Timothy, book of Acts chapter 20 verses 1-3, after the uproar had ceased, that's at the Ephesus in Minor Asia, Paul called the disciples to himself, embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia in the third mission trip. Now when he had gone over that region and encouraged them with many words, probably including Philippia city, he came to Greece. Greece is there, Corinth, within Greece region, and stayed 3 months. And when the Jew plotted against him as he was about to sail to Syria, he decided to return to Macedonia without visiting Greece, including Corinth. So, verse 12, for our boasting, King James said rejoicing, the Greek word kaukema. The Greek means to say with confidence. There is a confidence in the Lord, not in flesh. Also translated to rejoice, like kairo. Psalm chapter 34, verse 2. My soul shall make its boast, or is saying confidence in the Lord. The humble shall hear over it and be glad. Psalm chapter 44 verse 8. In God we boast all day long. In other words, we say confidence in God all day long and praise your name forever. Selah. Philippians chapter 2 verse 16. Here interpreted into rejoice, even in New King James Version. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice. This one, kaukema. In the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. So there is no meaning, no including fleshly pride at all. So the testimony the statement here is a written statement of our conscience, the sense of morality to conduct. So Paul's changed the plan to pass by, according to church, the conduct with the Timothy coming from the sense of divine morality. That's coming from divine morality. We conducted our service in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not in complication. Godly sincerity, sincerity from God the Spirit, that is following His direction, God's direction. Paul and Timothy are sincere, faithful, true, trustworthy, of a double-minded, double talk, indecisive, waver, two-faced, unfaithful, complex, or frivolous. Frivolous means meritless, frivolous, as adversaries criticized. Not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God. Our conduct was not made by fleshly wisdom, but by divine wisdom, the grace of God. And more abundantly toward you, our conduct to change the plan is more greater to you, in this context, to spare you, in verse 23, also supra. Verse 13, for we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Paul is straightforward with Timothy, having no hidden meaning. Yes is yes, no is no. Matthew chapter 5, 37. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than this is from the evil one. Now I trust you will understand even to the end. Now Paul trusts the Corinthian church will understand in full. Verse 14, as also you have understood us in part, as you have understood us in part so far, you will understand in full, see verse 13, that we are your boast, as you also are our boast in the day of the Lord Jesus, so that Paul and Timothy are your saying confidence or your rejoicing, as well as you are our saying confidence or our rejoicing in the day of the Lord's return. See above, Philippians chapter 2, verse 16. So right here, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. So that is sense rejoicing. Verse 15, and in this confidence from Kalkema, I intended to come to you before I previously planned to come to you and stay with you through the winter. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 5 and 6. Now I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia. For I am passing through Macedonia, and it may be that I will remain or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. That time is the last mission trip, first mission trip to Jerusalem. That you might have a second benefit, to have an additional benefit, such as joyful fellowship. Verse 16, to pass by way of you to Macedonia. Throughout Macedonia, I will come to you. To come again from Macedonia to you and be helped by you on my way to Judea. You would farewell Paul to Judas for the fourth or the last mission trip, Judea region. Verse 17. Therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? Did I make the previous plan lightly? Am I double-tongued, double-minded, or like a wave of a sea? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. Likewise, a deacon must be reverent, no double-tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy for money. James chapter 1, 6-8, but let him ask in faith and without doubt, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So, do I plan according to the flesh? That with me, there should be yes, yes, and no, no. Let my yes be yes, and my no, no. But Paul might say, yes is no, no is yes. Verse 18, but as God is faithful, or God is true, Paul the minister is continually convincing his sincere, faithful, or trustworthy conduct to change the plan. See verse 1, as God is faithful, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9. Therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Psalm chapter 36 verse 5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, your faithfulness which is to the clouds. So God is faithful, so Paul is faithful too. Our word to you was not yes and no. Our word does not waver between yes and no. Verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, in the second mission trip, they preached the gospel and taught the word of God to Corinthians for 18 months, book of Acts chapter 18, verse 5, 11. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. And he, Paul, continued there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. Was not yes and no. but in him was a yes. The taught word of God, including the preached word of the gospel, was a yes, not wavering between yes and no. Number 20, because all the promises of God in him, all promises of God in the scripture, in Jesus, not in any others. For example, adversary who denied Jesus and alleged to keep Mosaic law without Jesus the mediator, are yes, in Jesus are yes, are affirmative. In him, amen. In Jesus, so be it, or it will be so. To the glory of God through us, therefore we glorify God for all the promise to be done by saying amen. 1 Timothy chapter 5, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 11, 36, for over him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So, without Jesus, all promises of God would be nothing, would be no. Now he who established us with you in Christ has anointed us is God. At the present time, God sets up Paul and Timothy with you in Christ in the fellowship between his ministries and his ship. Has anointed us is God, one who has anointed or ordained or appointed us is God. Don't doubt Paul's apostleship like adversary allegation. We've got the credentials of God. We don't need a Peter, James ratification or other celebrity. For example, a person is ordained as a minister by God through a man. Man cannot ordain people. Galatians chapter 6. But from those who seemed to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no man. For those who seemed to be something added nothing to me. Number 22. Who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Upon the faith in the gospel of salvation, we all believers were sealed with the Spirit in the hearts. As the guarantee, earnest, down payment, or foresight over our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession or of our eternal life in the Lord's presence. Ephesians chapter 1, 13, 14. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed it, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of a promise. Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. So inheritance of the kingdom of God, that is a guarantee or down payment or earnest to praise of his glory. So this testimony is sincere. See verse 1. 23. Moreover, further, I call God as a witness against my soul. God is the witness against my soul to set up the previous plan. God allowed all my ways, Jews plot against Paul, supra, which I just responded to, acknowledging God. That is, I just follow the God's support direction. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, that to spare you does not to rebuke you about the problems of a flesh not resolved yet, or a fleshly problem not resolved yet, rather than to send this letter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I came no more to Corinth. I better not to come to you than to send this letter. Verse 24, last question. Not that we have dominion over your faith. We the ministers do not rule, lord over your faith or you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3. Nor as being lords over those entrusted you, but being examples to the flock. Example. But our fellow workers your joy, fellow workers, King James helpers, helpers for your joy. Ministers are co-workers, helpers, or servants for your joy. Joy is one type of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, 22-23. So ministers are the instruments of giving spiritual food and spiritual drink to His ship. That's the bottom line. Galatians chapter 5, 22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. For by faith you stand, because you stand, live, or work by faith. 2 Corinthians. In order that you stand, live, work by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We covered all three questions. Let's sing all together on bulletin, the blue book, last one.